From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 32 civilians have been killed in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts in the city of Aleppo for a second day. The bombardment damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. In what may be his last major overseas foreign policy speech, U.S. President Barack Obama told an audience in Greece Wednesday, American democracy is imperfect, but in his words, better than the alternatives. He spoke at length about the challenges and stresses of globalism.
I firmly believe that the best hope for human progress remains open markets combined with democracy and human rights. But I have argued that the current path of globalization demands a course correction. In the years and decades ahead, our countries have to make sure that the benefits of an integrated global economy are more broadly shared by more people.
Mr. Obama also emphasized the importance of a peaceful transition to a new Trump administration. The Russian Supreme Court has overturned the conviction of opposition figure and anti-corruption activist Alexei Navalny. The court has sent the case back to a lower court for retrial. Navalny was convicted in 2013 of embezzling timber and sentenced to 5 years in prison. The trial was largely perceived as a vendetta against a rising political star, coming just 2 months before the Moscow mayoral election in which Navalny was a candidate. Former U.S. Defense Secretary Melvin Laird has died. His grandson says he died Wednesday in Florida at the age of 94. Laird was a congressman from Wisconsin before he became Pentagon chief during the Nixon administration. This is VOA News. Russia announced Wednesday that it is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Margaret Bashir reports.
In withdrawing their signature, Moscow's foreign ministry accused the Hague-based court of not being truly independent and dismissed its work as one-sided and inefficient. The move comes a day after the court's chief prosecutor issued a report stating that the situation in Crimea and the city of Sevastopol factually amounts to an ongoing state of occupation by Russia over Ukraine. Moscow annexed the Ukrainian territory in March 2014 after a widely criticized referendum. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says his transition to the presidency is going smoothly. He rebuffed reports of infighting among his key advisors. U.S. news media were reporting that Trump's transition team experienced turmoil after his aides ousted two national security advisors. Senate Democrats and a few Republicans expressed consternation over reports that Trump is considering former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former Ambassador John Bolton for Secretary of State. Giuliani is thought by some to be too inexperienced in foreign affairs. Bolton is described by one Democrat as scary. However, both men also have their defenders in the Senate. College students, meanwhile, across the United States marched and rallied Wednesday, urging administrators to protect students and employees from immigration actions by the Trump presidency. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will become the first world leader to meet with President-elect Donald Trump. The two will hold talks Thursday in New York, with the exact time and place still to be announced. Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to ease the minds of those worried that the next U.S. president will destroy the global agreement to deal with climate change. Kerry spoke in Morocco at the UN climate conference.
While I can't stand here and speculate about what policies our president-elect will pursue, I will tell you this, in the time that I have spent in public life, one of the things I have learned is that some issues look a little bit different when you're actually in office compared to when you're on the campaign trail.
President-elect Donald Trump has spoken of ripping up the Paris Agreement on reducing greenhouse gases. He has appointed a climate change skeptic to lead his Environmental Protection Agency transition team. Three Somali-American men have been sentenced to long prison terms for conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State group. The men, Mohamed Farah, Abdi Rahman Daoud, and Guled Omar, were charged with plotting to join the militant group. A total of 9 men from Minnesota's large Somali community are being sentenced this week. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.